The Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment is seeking to more carefully regulate the process of testing for COVID-19 at flu clinics across the country. And Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry, Shanika John, advised persons who are seeking to get tested to take note of these new arrangements.
So with our flu clinics across St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we have a flu clinic in every health district. We have posted that information over and over. Our Victoria Park testing site has been suspended until further notice, which we have said earlier this week as well. We are in the process of seeing how best we could equip our flu clinics to ensure that they could meet the capacity of the number of persons that we're seeing on a daily basis. We're also aware that there are quite a number of persons who are going to the flu clinics to get tested and tested and tested, and people are testing for different reasons, COVID. So what we have done is that we have actually revised our testing protocol, the algorithm, which will be posted soon for those persons to get a better understanding of why you should test, when you should test, and if you really and truly do need a test. We're also aware that there is a lot of persons who are using home testing. And so while from the Ministry of Health standpoint, we still do not advocate for wide-scale testing, we understand that the availability and the accessibility to these test kits are readily right here in St. Vincent. And so we are also going to allow for that period for a very short time to allow us to continue to track, of which we will put out some information about that this morning as well.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. In the region, Jamaica has recorded the highest single-day increase in COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic, with 1,128 people testing positive for the virus on Wednesday. The cases were confirmed from 2,219 samples. The positivity rate is 46.8%, and there was also another sharp increase in COVID-19 hospitalizations. The Ministry of Health said that 204 people are now admitted, up from 189, and 23 of those admitted are severely ill, while 3 are in critical condition. Additionally, 3 more people have died from the virus in Jamaica, pushing the death toll to 2,486. And in the international arena, U.S. health officials say COVID-19 numbers are likely to get worse before they get better. The highly transmissible Omicron variant continues to drive up cases of the virus as well as hospitalizations. Dr. Robert Watcher, the chairman of the Department of Medicine at the University of California, said it is likely that the next 4 weeks will be awful as cases surge. An ensemble forecast from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, published this week, predicts that more than 84,000 people could die of COVID-19 over the next 4 weeks. It cautioned that current forecasts may not fully account for the emergence and rapid spread of the Omicron variant or changes in reporting during the holidays. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.